we're looking ahead to July 2nd. Vladimir Klitschko against David Haye. About 6-7 weeks away from this fight. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good. And I'm very happy that eventually this fight is going to be staged on July 2nd. We had various press conferences. One was in New York, how we started, then in Hamburg. And yesterday we had a press conference here in London, which I'm very happy about. London is a great city. I have a lot of friends here and acquaintances, and they're going to go to Hamburg for July 2nd fight. And I'm very happy that it's pretty, you know, intense days and hours that this spending can spend so far in London. A lot of interest to the fight, and I think also in this year we are going to have not too many exciting. I mean, there is a lot of course, exciting sporting events, but really the highlights, like usually you're in the competition with Olympic summer or winter games and then European or World Cups. But in this year, we're probably going to have really exciting event. It's the final of the Champions League and the fight, Klitschko against David Haye. And I believe that for sporting fans, it's going to be a really exciting event, because the fight is going to be broadcasted in over 150 countries, as a live event. So I'm more than sure that this sporting event, the fight Klitschko-Haye, is an extravaganza.
Now, you were saying there that you love London, and that we've got the Champions League final coming up in London as well. Was there ever any realistic chance that this contest was going to be held in London? I know Stamford Bridge had been mentioned, for instance.
Well, we had different countries as options and different cities, and we are going to fight in Hamburg at the soccer stadium that capacity is over 45,000, so around 50,000 people are going to be at the stadium, and it's going to be the fourth fight in a row for me at the soccer stadium, and we were sold out also previously, which is a really exciting thing for me. And you know, the best deal that we could get was and came from Hamburg. So that's why we decided to go to Hamburg.
There's been several things said in these press conferences, and in fact, throughout the last few years when this fight has been put together. David Haye, we remember he had that T-shirt on with your severed head and things like that, which is rather distasteful. At what point do the things that you're saying to each other go beyond merely hyping a fight up? At what point has it become personal?
Well, I think definitely T-shirts and decapitated head of my brother is, you know, it's very something personal. I think your mother won't like to see your head chopped off and holding by the other guy. And I think that you can promote yourself however you wanted to promote yourself, but there's certain lines that you cannot cross. Doesn't matter what you're doing, what you're promoting, where you're coming from, etc. And it was definitely below the line. It was the taste of it was bad. It was actually stupid to do that. And I believe that David Haye understands it now. And I think he has really regrets inside of him. He understands it was a really stupid way to do certain things. I have to really teach the guy how to behave himself in the ring. And in the ring is actually the best way to do it. I will give him a lesson. It's going to be really long, 12 rounds of the fight. Long for David Haye. I will really enjoy this fight. And in the last and the final 12th round, I will knock the David Haye out. I will knock him out. And David said that the previous 49 victims that were knocked out, they got big paycheck and they got knocked out. Yes, they were pretty well paid, my opponents, but I respect all of them. I give respect to all of them. And it's very competitive sport. And you know what? David Haye is going to be knockout number 50 on my list. This 5-0, the 50 is the number that is going to be on July 2nd. And I will show him that he's not different than anyone else. He's made from the same material than anyone else. And I had previously, you know, also my ups and downs, and I have learned in life that you, first of all, you have to respect your opponent. David Haye doesn't want to shake my hand. And that's the hand of the heavyweight champion. So, and he denied to shake it. He denied to be in the same room with me last night when we had, after press conference, you know, various interviews. And then we're supposed to, you know, be in the same room. He just doesn't want to see me. He doesn't want to shake my hand. He just doesn't want to give any respect. But you know what? I will take care of business and I will teach David Haye how to behave. The behavior is very important, I think, for his future life. And I believe that after the fight, my brother can take care of David Haye, you know, status in a way of psychological status. You know, with he's going to handle the post-traumatic stress that David Haye going to have after this fight. But it's okay. We're doing it for him. We're doing it for good. And I think it's going to be down the road really exciting event. And I have to tell you something else, that David Haye really has good qualities as a boxer. He has been successful in the last years, and he knocked a lot of guys out. He has really, you know, fast hands, and he moves fast. He's shorter than I, lighter than I. He came from the cruiserweight division where he was a champion, and I actually do give respect for his boxing skills.
I do want to ask you about one thing. We were talking earlier about, you know, the when you crossed the line between the kind of fight insults, if you like, and the personal insults. There was something I think you mentioned during yesterday's press conference where you were talking about David Haye's magazine, and you were talking about if you change the first name of the Haymaker to a G, then it will make more sales. Now, Sky Sports News had to issue an apology for that, because of it being perceived as perhaps a homophobic slur. Will you go ahead and apologize for that now?
It's actually was pretty funny. It was it wasn't assaulting at all. I said that I saw the Haymaker magazine. It's called Haymaker. And I said David Haye is a businessman. And I think as a business matter, and I think he can learn a lot from Richard Branson, because Richard done a lot of really outstanding things, like running on the catwalk in a funny way. And I believe for sales and for marketing, he could change the name, not the name, the letter. And I think there is nothing to apologize and nothing to be offended by. I think that's actually very funny.
One final one. You're working with Sky Box Office in relation to this fight. It's always great working with Sky for these things, because you get to do a lot of these press things. You get to be... The fight's getting promoted every day. How great is it to be working with Sky on this?
It's great, because I gave tons of interviews. Now we're on the radio. Gets into your ear and stays in your head. Radio is amazing. I've done tons of interviews on TV as well, and I guess this is a great tool to promote anything that you can promote. And I'm very happy to promote this fight, and I'm very happy that addition to this fight that I want to tell you as well. Not many people know it, but I almost exclusively can tell you one thing, a little secret, that at this fight against David Haye, first time in my career, there's going to be a female walking in my team with me into the ring and carrying one of my belts. And this person paid $500,000 to a charity to get this right.
Tell us who it is.
To get this right, her name is Marina, to get this right to carry this belt. One of the champions, championship belts to the ring. And I'm very, very happy about that, because the money are going to the charities to support the kids. And that's what you can do as a champion. You can put attention to certain problems in a society, and you can create an interest, and people are ready to pay so much money to the charity for, you know, carrying the belt. So hopefully I will find someone else to carry. I have a lot of belts to carry into the ring, and probably people, or hopefully people will get more excited about it and do the same thing.